Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Spence Harris. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Seeds moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball towards center. Haas catches it and throws to Fox, who throws to third to double up Seeds. Averill tags and scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hudlin moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Lind, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hudlin scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Shores now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind bunts towards the mound. Shores fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shores. Harris fumbles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Seeds scores. Myatt goes all the way around to score. Lind moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. McNair moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Kesey pinch hits for Bill Shores. Wes Farrell now pitching. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and steps on first to double up Kesey. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.